Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Welcome. Welcome aboard, folks. It's Saturday. Believe it or not, it is already December. I guess today is December 3rd, and today and tomorrow on my local statewide interconnect public access television network, we have the special being aired, the other special that had not really previously been aired with Tom Kimmel. We had on, as you know, last week of Pearl Harbor infamy, and we did a special two-hour additional program having to do mainly with the Roosevelt administration's penetration by Soviet spies and agents and so forth and so on, and how it all related back to his grandfather. So that's being aired now. That's being aired, today and tomorrow, and then after that we'll have it posted up on the YouTube channel. Rick458@cox.net is the email. The channel is Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. If you can't bring it up under Rick Adams Uncensored, then The Deadly Experiment will bring it up for you. And want to also mention Andrew Hitchcock, our friend in the United Kingdom. Andrew Hitchcock is on the air with his own website, his own radio network, and it's www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Well, thank you for all of your support. I'd like to just begin, if you will, folks, bear with me. In the book, yes, we go right to the scriptures, in the book of the prophet Haggai, and in chapter 2, we have the Israelite people divided, of course, the house of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and then the southern kingdom, which was of course, known as Judah, Judah and Benjamin, basically. He's speaking to Zerubbabel Haggai, who is the son of Shealtiel, and also of Judah, and the son of Joshua. So, the high priest at that particular time. And he's warning them on what would happen to them and how they would come out of bondage. And then for us in the last days, in this generation, in the verse 21 of chapter 2 of Haggai, he says, speak to Zerubbabel. Now, Zerubbabel means born in Babel. That's what the word means, born in Babel. Babel means what? Confusion. Are we in confusion today? Are we in disillusion today? Are we deluded? Are we deceived? Well, of course, this is the greatest age of deception, I believe, ever in this Adamic age that we live in, this particular heaven and earth age of Scripture. So Zerubbabel, a governor of Judah, was saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Now, who's going to shake them? Well, we know Satan is going to shake them. And then God himself is saying he's going to shake the heaven and the earth. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, he says. And I will destroy, he says, of the kingdoms of the heathen, the pagans, the wicked. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride on them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. See? And in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord God, and I will make thee as a sinner, a signer, I'm sorry, for I have chosen thee. I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. So he's choosing the prophets to do his work. His work is to warn the people, his people particularly, of the impending disaster to come and how they will have to repent before they come clean, before they come out of it. So he's telling them, that's the prophet Haggai, look him up. Chapter 2 is a very important chapter for this time. He's telling you he's going to overthrow the thrones of kingdoms of men, all the political establishments worldwide, and like it says in Zephaniah, you know, when the four winds begin to blow, I will pour out my wrath, he says, on all the nations of the world, because they're coming together as in Genesis when there was but one language on the earth, all the nations, all the tribes, until they started to build a tower, the Tower of Babel, get it, Babel again, confusion, so they could reach heaven, and they couldn't succeed. God destroyed the tower, and he divided them all by languages, just as they were divided and created separately as racial entities, as tribes. So, no, folks, this one world system, that's the message, this one world system that's coming together even now as we speak, regardless of who's in power, supposedly, who is president, who is prime minister, who is a potentate, is going to come to pass, and it will be smashed, it will be totally destroyed when he comes. So, folks, I just wanted to share that with you, and thank you. Brother Joe Church told me that would be a good scripture to read on the air. So thank you all, and thank you, Joe. And now, before we bring on today, we're going to have a special appearance today with Dr. Kasim Khalil again, Dr. K, but after I allow my producer, my board up, to give you just a little bit of audio from, I think, a very fascinating video, which raises some eyebrows for all of you people out there who voted in this last election and thought that you were going to see a change at the Senate, House, and presidential levels. It's going to open up some eyes, just in case. Now, I'm not trying to rub salt in the wound. I'm not doing that at all. But all I'm trying to do is give you something to think about, something to understand in these times of liars and deceivers and who's in control. All right, Sam, let's see if we can bring up that audio right now.
Following the U.S. stock market crash of 1987, a global recession hit New York real estate. New construction stalled and several big developers declared bankruptcy. As the real estate market slumped, Donald Trump ran out of cash. At the beginning of 1990, he owed a combined $4 billion to more than 70 Jewish-owned banks. With $800 million personally guaranteed by his own assets, according to Alan Pomerantz, a lawyer whose team led negotiations between Trump and 72 banks to restructure Trump's loans. Pomerantz was hired by Citibank but became lead counsel for the negotiations. So it was from this time in 1990 that Donald Trump became owned by the New World Order. And he has been prepared by them for this position as the President of the United States of America. He has not become the President independently. He's not independent. He is fully controlled.
God of fire.
Come on.
you all very much. It's a tremendous honor. We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one. But when the United States stands with Israel, the chances of peace really rise and rises exponentially. That's what will happen when Donald Trump is president of the United States. And we will send a clear signal that there is no daylight between America and our most reliable ally, the State of Israel. I love the people in this room. I love Israel. I love Israel. I've been with Israel so long in terms of I've received some of my greatest honors from Israel. My father before me, incredible. So I want to thank you very much. This has been a truly great honor. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to just put this. And this is the Jewish Heritage Study Bible.
In Palestinian society, the heroes are those who murder Jews. I'm a newcomer to politics, but not to backing the Jewish state. I will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu immediately. I have known him for many years and will be able to work closely together to help bring stability and peace to Israel and to the entire region. We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
And as you said, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and Jerusalem will always be the capital of Israel.
All right, folks. That's the clip. That's the clip I needed to have you need to listen to. Now, we all know this. I think those of us who have been a bit savvy over the years and watching the political charades come and go in my lifetime, and that's the last 42 years or so of nothing but choice A, choice B, anybody but Carter, anybody but Clinton now in this last election. And most of our people today are unfortunately not savvy enough, I would say, in this country to be able to understand who's wagging the tail and whose dog is in the race. But I think some of us are a little bit savvy because we've been through it. We've experienced it, and we've studied the scriptures. The scriptures are the key to understanding what will happen and befall the world in these days that we live in. So having said that, having aired the clip, I now want to bring up for the next couple of hours on a variety of subjects, but first the political, economic, and hoaxes of the day, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Dr. K, welcome.
Hello, hello. Sounds like a desperate people with, you know, desperation in that voice. What do we used to say when we were kids? Gag a maggot? I mean, it's pretty tough to even listen to, but I think it was very sharp, you know, to put that together, whoever did.
Well, yeah, and one of our friends in the UK did, but, you know, and some of the militia people over the years contributed too. But I think you know, as they said to Jesus, you know, when the scribes and the Pharisees, these Jews were condemning him, they said his own words will condemn him. And in fact, it's the other way around. And now, yeah, Donald Trump's own words come back to haunt him. Now, we could say, well, that's politicking. You know, that's just, you know, saying to get by and slip in the door and then close the door on their fingers. No, it doesn't work that way. We're not dealing with average people, though. We're dealing with very cunning, very crafty, and very demonic entities who know how to play both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And so I say Donald Trump was honest with Americans, with AIPAC, with the Zionist Organization of America. He spoke to all of them, and he was honest. He said, basically, hey, I owe you. I owe you big time. And I'm going to be the president who could do what Obama could not do. I'm going to allow and perpetuate the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of this entity in the Middle East. And that is biblical prophecy coming to pass as we speak, Dr. K.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, his daughter's a Jew, his son-in-law's a Jew, his advisors are almost all Jewish, if not all Jew. His attorneys are Jews. I mean, you know, to talk about taking a bath with the blood of Satan. it's. I mean, anybody could see it, really. There's a lot of hyperbole, a lot of talk in politics that can confuse people, I guess, but. Hey, the military-industrial complex, whatever that is, they're not going to play any games. They're here for serious. So
They're not going to lay down, are they?
They're not going to allow anybody in. That's not going to play it the way they need it played. You know, otherwise they're BK too. But yeah, Mr. Trump, of course, is bankrupt. Obviously, he must have really taken a hit in 2008 or so. And here you see the consequences. Like you said, I'll do your bidding, but protect me from going BK completely.
Well, it's always around money, isn't it? Always the key is follow the money trail. And if you're in debt, you're in bondage. And if owe them, they expect a payback. It's that simple. Now, we said this before, Dr. K. Jimmy Carter was groomed in the 1970s, early 70s, to be president. Actually, going back to the 60s.
Yeah, that's right.
What did they do with him? Put him in.
Yeah, they put him in. And, of course, if a president doesn't quite do the bidding, there are consequences. Even Clinton. You know, let's take him down a little bit. Let's wash him up a little bit. And then, of course, Mr. Kennedy... And Bobby Kennedy John Kennedy Jr., when he said, I consider presidency, but I got to go to the Senate first. And what, a couple, 3 weeks later, sometime he's gone. So it's, they play serious business.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, 4 million corpses in the Middle East, we got to keep that going. It's big money.
Right.
Israeli weapons trade, the organ trade, this is illicit economy, but they got to keep it going because they're too degenerate to do anything legitimate.
Well, a lot of our people, many of them are nationalists, white nationalists, whatever they want to call themselves. They all unfortunately fall into, I believe, that's my opinion now, that's why I'm here, is the trap that's set for them by the synagogue of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing the right side of the fiddle, of the dialectic. The extreme left, the George Soros factions on the street are playing the extreme left, and there's racial strife, racial division in a country. And who are the racists at the top who are orchestrating all of this? They are. They're the ones.
Yeah. No, that's right. And you have that other issue of, yeah, no, they're completely orchestrating it, no question about it.
You know, Dr. K, you just said something when we came on the air. You said he is surrounded, that is Donald Trump, in the first not even month since this selection that was made, okay? In the first month, he's already laid down the very names of people, many of whom he detested, he attacked, he vilified, he demonized, and now he's saying they're okay, they're good people to work with. A lot of people are puzzled by that because they don't understand politics, how corrupt and how filthy it is. Well, you get names like
the Clintons are good people, man, you know, and Obama's a good guy. I'll keep some of that oppressive Obamacare in there.
Oh, my goodness, folks, the best is yet to come. We have a long, long topic list to talk about today. We invite your company, Rick Adams, Dr. K. We will be back in just a few minutes with more heat in the ovens.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
All right, we're back. Dr. K, Rick Adams, Uncensored here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, the names just keep coming at me. All of the coterie of economic advisors that Donald Trump has supposedly chosen to assist him in creating jobs in America. One of them is Mr. Cohen. Another one is Mr. Schwartzman, who is a CEO former of a private equity firm. He's 69 now, and he and a bunch of others who, you know, from Goldman Sachs and other great entities who have contributed so much to the health of America are now assuming their roles, folks, as the top brass of the domestic policies of America. When you look at all of the people that are there, it's just the list is endless. And Schwartzman is just one of them. And then we have Atkins, and of course we have in control, we have Mr. Igar, or Eagle, as it says, and on and on and on it goes, you know. And just look at Breitbart. Now, Dr. K, we've quoted Breitbart in the past, and we've noticed the way they've slanted issues to attract a lot of alternative right people. And yet they, too, now have been basically, with the products that have come out of the progeny, like Stephen Bannon and people like, Priebus, these people have all been endorsed by a number of key Zionist organizations, like the Zionist Organization of America, and what's his name, Bernie Marcus?
About
Home Depot. What did
Home
he say?
Home Depot, big Home. He wants Trump's his man.
That's what they say. They're saying that not only Trump, but Mr. Bannon, who's his chief, his strategist there, is telling the world that, he's always been a ardent supporter of Zionism.
Yeah.
So I want to know where all these so-called anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, right-wing nationalist patriots are coming from, where they are in this administration, where they are with regard to this bad fig tree to be planted again and expand its roots in Jerusalem. I want to know, how is it possible you can believe that they would ever be allowed to even appear in the White House with this man without an uproar, never mind be advising him and strategizing for him? Come on.
Yeah, and the military, I hate to call it that, but the military-industrial complex, the money machine, it just revolving door just placed some key, right away, key agents to move Raytheon where they need to move it, and General Dynamics, and to make even bigger money is their plan than they did in the Obama administration. So nothing's changed. Everything's the same. It's probably going to be, I'm not going to predict anything. It's just, it is what it is. And
well, what happened? Let me ask you this, Dr. Kate. You remember the Jimmy Carter years, the one term?
Yeah.
What happened when Jimmy Carter was brought down by the same financial wizards through the highest interest rates we had seen in a long, long time?
Yeah.
What did they replace him with? Who did they replace him with? An actor from Hollywood. Now we have a performer, a Hollywood producer, and Ronald Reagan supposedly brought in George Bush. And what do? We tilted to the right, from the extreme left to the so-called extreme right. And what was the result of that?
Well, there's more intrigue and militarism and Iran-Contra. There are people who really think that Ronald Reagan was a hero.
Yeah, and we lost 169 Marines in Lebanon, didn't we?
Well, yeah. It was, the Mossad had decided he was getting a little too close for comfort, and they took those young men out. That was a 100% Israeli detonation.
Yeah, they allowed it. At the very least, they would not inform the government that was about to happen. They wanted American casualties in Lebanon as they were pushing through and exterminating, expunging the Lebanese. You remember Shatila and those camps ethnically cleansed.
They had complete control through their Christian proxy militia. But this was an act. The classic truck bomb and car bomb is a Mossad operation. They had access to Hariri despite his billions, and they planted the bomb on the route and micro nuked him and his group to death. They're
was
the
Michael
ones who did
Harari.
The car bombs.
Huh? Yeah, I remember Michael Hariri. Yeah, he was another big arms merchant.
Mr. Hariri, Rafiq Hariri, the Prime Minister of Lebanon.
Yes.
I'm thinking
of Michael Harari, who was an Israeli agent who operated as an arms merchant as well.
Different one.
I know who you mean. Yeah, you're right. Okay, come back again and much more, and we'll take calls along the way, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Oh, we're back, folks. We are back. Dr. K and myself, the bearers of reality news. No more AJ news. You know, we're not AJ. We're not riding the coattails of Donald Trump.
No.
The truth bearers, Dr. K, you and I...
It was a joke from the beginning. It was a total joke from the beginning.
Well, hey, you know, the last election, Ron Paul, you saw it first.
Yeah, everything is just... And, of course, Michael Cohen, his chief political associate for his organization.
Right, right.
Hey, all of his kids are married to Jews.
They're all intermarried.
Except the little boy, yeah.
Jared Kushner is just one big, another mogul who has managed to influence people through the media. We have a direct tie-in here with all of the big wigs, of all the big corporate entities. We think of Google and PayPal, and we think of the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. All of these publications are all owned or run directly by them. So it's no wonder we have a Schwartzman, we have a Dimon, we have a Fink. And what about this guy by the name of Steven Mnuchin? Manure, is it? Oh, excuse me.
Manure.
Yeah, he's going to replace Jack Lewinsky.
Wait
a minute, that's a change, Dr. K. Come on now, that's a big switch.
I understand. But, it's confusing to people, I guess, because you've got what appears to be the goy front face, which is Pence and Trump. And then behind the scenes, there they are. Not so behind the scenes, though, in this situation.
Well, there's always the boy to do the dirty work, killing each other, fighting each other, and setting up each other for failure. You know, I mean, they couldn't do it on their own, these Kenites.
No.
They have to always use everyone else to do their work.
I mean,
I don't want to say too much, but, you know, I'll leave that up to God. When the judgment day comes and they're, you know, going before him and after all the knowledge they've had, and they say, Lord, in that book is my name. In that book, I defended you. I stood up for you.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to say, what's your name again? And then you give your name, and he's looking, and says, gee, I don't see you in this book here. I don't see your name. I'm afraid I don't know you. I never knew you. And that's going to be a very unenviable time when the day of judgment, the throne, opens up. Because you can't fool him. You cannot fool God. These preachers and politicians, they are a bunch of fools deceiving and being deceived.
Yeah. Godless, you see. The only thing to do to succeed is to believe in God and love him and do his bidding and do good deeds, of course, but you have to put your heart in, you know, with God, and that's the success that we need. We can never succeed as a political party. We can never succeed by supporting political parties.
No.
But we can succeed by supporting the party of God. And, you know, permanent success.
Well, the first commandment tells us that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul.
It does.
Unfortunately, people have the wrong God. You know, there are two gods. There's the fake and there's the real. There's Satan and then there's Yeshua, you know, there's Messiah. And if they don't believe in the Father, they don't believe in the God who created all these groups and races and tribes and tongues, and he created them separately in separate continents, and they believe that it's okay to intermarry with fallen angels and to intermarry with these pseudo-supernatural entities, and that's just fine and dandy, and then boast about it. Well, I mean, they're going to have a rude awakening because they'll never experience true happiness with that kind of situation. So Donald Trump has 3, 4, 5 wives, whatever. You know, he can pick one up tomorrow, another
one. Another mail-order bride,
Yeah, but I mean, the fact of the matter is that years ago, at least we pretended that a married man, president of the United States, would not have to have 20 or 30 different mistresses behind the scenes. But we didn't know about Roosevelt. We didn't know about Wilson and his mistress, you know.
No.
We didn't know about Jack Kennedy.
Who's that?
Jack Kennedy and his mistresses and so forth.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to change. Here, Roosevelt, of course, was Jewish. Eisenhower is a Swedish Jew.
Yeah.
Then you have the Clintons, they're Jewish. Because, you know, Bill Clinton was the illicit spore of Winthrop Rockefeller, after all. So they put the bastard in the White House. they predicted it. They planned it out. He was going to go. Mm-hmm. Now, there was the occasional goy and Gentile in there, but you had quite a few Jewish presidents in modern times.
By race, exactly.
And Obama, Barack, how about Ehud Barak, right? So everybody concentrates on Hussein, but Hussein comes from Hassana, and Hassana is a Hebrew word, not just Arabic.
And so even that was his real name. You know, I mean, you know, you can't always go by a name, I say, but you can look at a face, and you're pretty good at detecting features and facial entities and so forth. And, you know, you look at certain people in the alternative media today and how they've risen to the top and others, and you could see the Kenite features in them. At least I can.
And
the fruits, by their fruits you shall know them. If they're deceivers,
That's right. That's right.
Now, we got Sandy Hook coming up, the Sandy Hook hoax. And sure enough, in the AP, they drag in to discredit the real alternative media with factually based information, like yourself, Dr. Fetzer, and others. And they bring in Alex Jones's name. and it's all poo-poo and a conspiracy theorist. And so they bring that up, and Donna Hochsprung, of course you've exposed, she appeals to Donald Trump to disassociate himself from that sort of conspiracy theory about Santa.
You know, it's just too much that they can bring up Donna, and what's the other one that was in the Boston smoke bombing hoax that was a pre-amputee?
Heather Abedstein. Yeah, Heather. Yes.
And it's obvious that the plan is they would like to neuter America, absolutely obliterate any kind of power base in the United States, continuously attempting to take the guns and to confiscate them, a.k.a. Australia and England, but it's just not going to happen. They keep trying.
That's right, but you see, they have tried, and they've tried through the courts, and they've been rebuffed in some instances, like with Sandy Hook in Connecticut. Nevertheless, the whole incident backfired terribly on them.
Oh, yeah.
And on, you know, on Boston and San Bernardino and the Pulse shoot and so on and so forth. And all we do is see a continuation of this stuff with, for instance, Ohio just this past week.
Oh, good God. So.
Now, you wrote about that.
Me about it, and I was busy with it. It's a supercilious hoax, sophomoric as all get out. Every kind of a compromised official going up there on national TV saying something really happened when it was an obvious drill at the Ohio State University.
Yes.
Which paid $100, $200 a crack, you know, sign your nondisclosure, and false witnesses. You can find them a dime a dozen, give them a couple $100. You know, drug companies do that. They can take and send you a little memo, hey, for $200 you come to the round table. So everybody goes, you know, they pay you cash, and you vote on the name of a drug, or you give them some kind of inside information, and it's like a research group, right? So,
In the case of Sandy Hook, you know, they all clearly were forced, that is the workers there cleaning up the so-called mess, to sign these disclaimer forms that if they were to speak, then they could be prosecuted and they could be imprisoned. And some of them had some pretty rough times doing so. But why? Why do you do that? Why did you do that with Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City bombing?
Oh, yes.
And then take the building down as quickly as you could.
Mm-hmm.
We had General Ben Parton on this program several times going way back, and he was a demolitions expert, and he said, let me go in and look. No, you can't. No, we got to take it down fast. We got to do it because the memory is hurting people. You
right.
know, with Sandy Hook, we wouldn't want people to see that terrible scene. So let's take it down and rebuild the school.
Incredible. Incredible that they have that much power over the world that they can detonate a building in the Bible Belt, they can and have unexploded ordnance inside that they can obliterate with the micro nukes and controlled demolition, blocks and blocks of high rises and pseudo high rises in New York. So you don't. If anybody had the impression that somehow Mr. Trump's going to do something different, incredible. They blew up New York City and got away with it.
And now, look, he's not a neophyte. Nobody can accuse Donald of being a neophyte. He's cabotted with them. He's worked through them. He's worked with them. And they were identified by a number of objective 9/11 scholars, researchers, engineers, and so forth as being the ones who brought down the Twin Towers. You know, the buildings were made to be airplane proof, by the way, and he knows that. He knows what happened. So who does he blame? Well, he blames Islam. Radical Islam had something to do with it. But he's going to look into it. He's going to open up an independent investigation, just like he's going to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton. And now that's...
Well, here you've got a guy that's all of his adult children, or I guess stepchildren, are married to Jews. How is he going to go against the Jewish people? How is he going to do anything, even lift his little pinky against them? He's going to let them do whatever they want to do. I mean, you can hope, but hope doesn't do you any good.
Well, they hold all the financial cards. They hold all the economic cards. This is why in the scriptures, it tells you about these dynasties, four of them, powers, and they control all four, including the media, the academic, the political, the economic, you see. Most of all, they control the religious, and that's the most frightening
of
all, because they have influence over all of Vatican matters. They have influence over the so-called Protestant crazy churches, the dead churches on the left, and the crazies on the right, the so-called Christian rapturist doctrine fundamentalists. So they've infiltrated every aspect of society. And until we understand that, what we're fighting is a spiritual battle. It's a waste of time for people to even try to.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time anymore. Maybe sometimes people make mistakes. I make mistakes. Everybody, but don't waste your time for a minute reading the newspaper about his cabinet, what he's going to do, what is this, that, you know, and don't have any hope. That's silly. I mean,
not in men or women, not in people. You have your hope in God.
That's it.
And him only. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust myself, because we're all prone, as you said, to make mistakes and to sin. But he doesn't. And he keeps the books. You know, he keeps
the books. He keeps the books big time. Yeah, and the thing that we can do is we can give a lot of love to our fellow people. We smile.
Yeah.
We're happy internally. Somebody walks down the street, we go out of our way, hey, how you doing, good afternoon. This is what we are. We're one person with one power to influence whatever we can influence.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay heed to whatever God gives us on our 24-hour cycle. We do everything we can to do his bidding, to do good out of our own heart, not to show off or to be seen or see and be seen, but out of a love for him, and that's all we can do.
Right.
Like you said in the scriptures, he takes care of all that stuff, so he's telling us he takes care of it. Right?
Absolutely, so. I agree. I agree fully, and, you know, even the evil that takes place now and all of the wicked people that seem to be prospering, you know, he tells us in the Psalms, he says, fret not thyself when the wicked seem to prosper, for they shall be cut down like what? Like the grass.
Yeah, like the grass.
And when you
yeah.
cut down the grass and it just, boom, it's gone in an instant, they're going to be cut down. All of this evil is coming to an end when he comes. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's his universe. He created the good. And the evil that Satan created is also under his control.
It's
so
true.
We understand that. We're only living in the flesh age now, age of flesh. But, you know, when one dies, just as before one was born into a mother's womb in the age that was before this, you're in spirit form. You go back to God. Everybody goes back to God on one side of the gulf or the other, as it says in Luke 16. The good and the bad and the ugly all go back to God in spirit form. But then the judgment doesn't come until, well, in the Christian scriptures, after the millennium, after 1,000 years of learning and teaching. So, you know what? Have fun. Enjoy the ride, folks. Let's expose evil and the works of darkness, and don't let it have any impact on your life.
Don't let it wear you down.
Right. That's the key.
The Quran says the same thing about do not fret over these, and even says do not fret over these ones, the Jews and their plots and schemes as well. So do not fret in general, and thus, so like you said, you can expose it, you talk about it, analyze, understand it, so you're not deceived, so you don't deceive yourself. You see, you can't really be deceived, but you can deceive your own self. That's the secret, is to just not allow that. And it makes you feel more at peace when you don't buy into all these kind of things.
It does. And you sound lately as if, with the work you've been doing, we're going to get into it in the next hour, you sound as if you have really sort of taken a little bit aside from all of the laborious political, economic analyses, and even the hoaxes to some degree, and you've been spending more time getting closer to God's earth to understand the wherewithal of everything in nature. And you sound very much more relaxed, Dr. K.
Well, some of that's some of that's got to be from taking that cannabis extract, too.
Oh, yes.
I must, that hempanol is pretty good stuff. We're going to get into the health issues and the importance of
vaccinations and the latest studies and so forth. Boy, I'm telling you, folks, people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker every single month. We hear more.
That's what you got to concentrate on, these things you can have an impact on. You can help yourself, get your health stabilized, and maybe help others.
I agree fully, and that's the best way of putting it. At the same time, of course, we do have a purpose here on the air, and we do try to give you the political, economic analyses and what's happening around us in the light of history.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all well and good. We do it to educate people. But in the end, it's all about your purpose on this earth as an individual that counts. All right. Midway break already, an hour. Wow. We'll get to your call. Stay on the line. Rick Adams and Dr. K in the next hour.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
And we're back. We just have completed almost the first hour of the program. Dr. K and myself, folks, we have so much to say and not enough time, and we certainly defer to you who are listening right now that have a question or a quick comment and would like to join us, and we will take your calls along the next hour. We do want to talk a lot about health issues, too, because as Dr. K said, if you don't take care of yourself and and use what God has given you to get well, then you can't really function bodily or mentally or spiritually for that matter. So, I mean, who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to the AMA or you're going to listen to God? Now, God tells you what foods to avoid, what to stay away from, and what to eat. In Leviticus, he tells you what's bad. And yet these things that are bad are good for the purpose he created them for. You know, scavengers are good, and certain insects, because they serve his purpose in nature to devour other things that are not good, you know? So we know there's harmful bacteria, and yet there's beneficial bacteria, like acidophilus in the digestive tract and so forth. So you have to discern the good from the bad, and that's what we're going to talk about. And as a matter of fact, I think we will take a first call right now. And our number is 800-313-9443. Let's see if we can slip in Barb here from Florida. Hello, Barb.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi. How are you there, Bob?
Fine, thanks. Wow. And you and Dr. K. I was just reading. I was calling in on another issue, but then I spotted in the newspaper this Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, up in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Their fund is giving out $29.5 million in 305 claims.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is that fake nightclub shooting?
Yep, that's it.
Who knows how many people donated money, $50? It's pretty incredible. Is that what that's about?
Yes. Fund officials say 348 claims were submitted. 43 claims were deemed ineligible. The rest, 303, the estates of the deceased patrons each received $350,000, and surviving patrons got anywhere from $25,000 to $300,000 each.
Can you imagine that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the government was thinking about buying it for some kind of monument or something like that, but they might have decided against that. Yeah.
You can raise it and then set up another one and a monument across the street and as a memorial, like, in the Times Square and the Trump Towers, and we could do the same with the Twin Towers.
We can. How many millions did the Texas police get for supposedly getting shot when they weren't shot and killed?
Wow, that's a good one, Dr. K. The Dallas Police Department is in such bad shape, I understand, through their pension liabilities, that some people have suggested they would do anything for an infusion of money. And wouldn't it be nice to have a few cops get allegedly shot and blown up, killed?
They did a good job. On that,
Homeland Security money come to the rescue. Your money,
DHS did the job, and it was not a bad job. The way they showed those guys as if they were shooting when they were shooting the blanks fooled a lot of people. They put in the money just as planned.
Yeah, folks, if you want to stay on the line, if you want to get in another question, you can, Barb. We got a break coming right up. Okay, all right, folks. Rick Adams and Dr. K, stay with us now. We shall be right back in just a moment. I think I hear the music. Is it coming up?
Yeah, it's coming.
Here it is, Sam. Play it again, Sam, as they say.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.